Shalom, everybody, and Shavua Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week. And in the first Aliyah of Parshat Matot Maaseh, the double Parsha Matot Maaseh, we have 28 psukim. In this Aliyah, we hear about how a person who obligates himself or herself with a neder is required to fulfill the neder, to fulfill the vow. Under certain circumstances, a husband or a father can annul vows made by his wife or daughter. The Aliyah continues. B'nai Yisrael were commanded to exact revenge from the Midian nation for their part in getting B'nai Yisrael's men to sin. We had read about that at the end of Parshat Balak. In this Aliyah continues, B'nai Yisrael sends 12,000 men, 12,000 soldiers, and they win miraculously against Midian. All male Midian soldiers were killed. Midian women and children were not killed, and they, together with the spoils of war, were brought back to B'nai Israel, and we'll hear about them in the next Aliyah. When it came to the battle with Midian, Hashem tells Moshe, Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Bet, Nikom, Nikmat, B'nai Yisrael, Me'et HaMidyanim, etc. Take revenge on Midian for B'nai Yisrael, Nikom, Nikmat, B'nai Yisrael, from the Midyanim. And then the Pasuk continues, Achar Te'aseif Elamecha, and afterwards you shall die. Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says that this pasuk shows how enthusiastically and besimcha Moshe fulfilled the mitzvah to punish the Midianim, even though he knew that as soon as that took place, he would die. He enthusiastically followed the command of Nikom Nikmat B'nai Yisrael Me'et HaMidyanim, even though he knew it would be followed by Achar Te'aseif Elamecha. What is interesting, however, about this pasuk is that the way that Hashem tells Moshe to take revenge on Midian is different than the way Moshe conveys that to B'nai Yisrael. Hashem tells Moshe, Nikom Nikmat B'nai Yisrael, take revenge, take avenge what happened to B'nai Yisrael. However, in the next pasuk, in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Gimel, when Moshe conveys this to B'nai Yisrael, he tells B'nai Yisrael to get soldiers, and they are going to attack Midian, because Latet Nikmat Hashem B'Midyan, to avenge Hashem, for Hashem. So wait a second, when Hashem tells Moshe, it's Nikom Nikmat B'nai Yisrael. But when Moshe tells B'nai Yisrael, he says, Latet Nikmat Hashem B'Midyan. What is going on? Why the change? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. This is the way two parties speak to each other and about each other when there is love and devotion between the two of them, each one thinking only about the other. When a relationship is weak, when one party in a relationship is selfish, they think only of themselves. What's in it for me? What do I get out of this? But when a relationship between two parties is real, when it's selfless, then each party thinks of the other. Of course, Hashem is not a person, but he does teach us how to love him and how to love each other. So perhaps that's what's happening here. Hashem tells Moshe, Nikom Nikmat B'nai Yisrael. He's thinking of the honor of B'nai Yisrael. But Moshe is thinking about Hashem. Latet Nikmat Hashem B'Midyan. This is very similar to a Gemara in Masechet Brachot Daf Vav Amud Aleph. We know that in our tefillin, it is written, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We know that in our tefillin we praise Hashem. But what, asks the Gemara, what is written in the tefillin that Hashem wears? I'll say parenthetically, what does that mean? It's very hard to explain. We can't go into it now, what it means. How can Hashem wear tefillin? But obviously there's a message here, a deep message. The Gemara says, what is written in Hashem's tefillin? And the Gemara answers that what is written in Hashem's tefillin is a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin, pasuk Chaf Aleph, Mi Keamcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. In other words, while B'nai Yisrael praise Hashem, focus on Hashem, think only about Hashem. Hashem is the opposite, so to speak. He praises us, who is like the nation Israel, Goy Echad Baaretz. He focuses on us. He thinks about us, so to speak. And perhaps, again, that is the answer here as well. Hashem focuses on us, Nekom Nikmat B'nai Yisrael, Midyan harmed B'nai Yisrael, and that has to be avenged. On the other hand, Moshe is focused on Hashem. Hashem's name is damaged, so to speak, because of what Midyan did. So Moshe says, we've got to go into battle. And why? For Nikmat Hashem. Perhaps that's one answer to our question. There is another answer that the Chasam Sofer gives, Rav Moshe Sofer. If you're interested in hearing that, please WhatsApp me privately. But in the meantime, have an amazing day and Shavua Tov, everyone.